Twin Heroes is an arts group in Ashland that combines the talents of local artists with those of artists from far away as New York and Canada, as a matter of fact. And they're about to begin their second summer arts festival in Ashland. The first event will be this coming Saturday, the Queer Arts Festival at the Dance Space in Ashland, which I understand will be kind of a multimedia experience. And later this month, post-Eclipse, they'll have two concerts by the Twin Heroes String Quartet, a third concert by a variety of chamber musicians, as well as excerpts of an opera written by our guest. That last performance will be part of a tribute to Talesian Namkai Meche, the Ashland man who was killed in the recent hate attack on the Portland Max. The opera's composer and Twin Heroes artistic director, Alex Vassos, joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us on The Exchange. So what is the genesis of Twin Heroes? You're seemingly kind of a young arts group here.
The genesis for Twin Heroes is basically we wanted to create a place where artists here in the Rogue Valley would have a home and where they would have a platform to stand on. And this would be a place where they could be elevated and seen in the public eye. And so what Twin Heroes does is it commissions and brings forth art from the valley.
So is this kind of a cooperative organization? Do you have a board of directors? Is it like formed like a traditional arts organization?
There are three of us that are running the company, and but it's largely me, my friend Sarah, and our co-founder Justin Montalvo.
And so where did the Twin Heroes name come from?
So the Twin Heroes myth is the oldest Mayan myth, and it also comes from the Joseph Campbell archetype of the Twin Heroes. So those would be stories like Romulus and Remus and Moses and Aaron. And most Twin Heroes mythologies concern the transcendence of duality. And so part of it is the reference to the mythology, but the other part is that me and Justin founded it, and we consider ourselves Twin Heroes, I guess.
Okay. And you're a composer, and the organization seems to have a very strong component of classical music, but do you also invite other artists who are, say, visual artists or literary artists to participate?
Yeah, so the really important thing for us is to elevate all of the arts, no matter what the discipline or the medium.
And you yourself are seemingly, from what I've seen on your SoundCloud page anyway, a very prolific composer. What kind of works are you working on now?
So I write primarily opera. Mm-hmm. It's ever since I was nine, I've been really into opera, and it sort of runs in my blood.
At the age of nine, you were into opera.
At the age of nine, I was into opera when got really into magic flute.
Uh-huh.
And then when they were broadcasting Wagner's Ring Cycle, my father, this was before I was able to read, he read all of the subtitles to me.
Oh, really? So what was it about opera as a nine-year-old? I don't know many nine-year-olds who love opera. So what was it that really lit that fire for you?
Well, I was kind of a weird child, obviously, if it led towards this career. I was kind of a weird child and a really intense child, and opera is weird and intense and a little bit larger than life. And I think that's what got me going, is that there was this thing that combined theater with with music.
That's typically what I hear from people who are enamored of opera. It's that sort of whole multimedia feel, the pageantry of it. Alex, we're going to listen to a piece that you wrote. I want to get into your music a little bit here, but this is not an opera. We have a little bit of an excerpt of an opera later, but this is a string quartet called Vows. Tell us about this.
So this piece is actually not by me. This is our youngest student. I hate to say student because he's a young professional now. So seven last year, I was sitting on a couch at Rogue Roasters in Grants Pass, and I see this kid doing theory homework, and I'm like, "Hey, what's up with you?" And he says, "Well, I'm a composer." And then as soon as I hear his music, I'm like, "Well, okay, let's commission this. Let's bring this forth, and you'll hear this beautiful piece that he wrote. So he was 17 at the time.
So this is part of your mission is bringing new artists some recognition.
Yeah, so. I took Seven out to New York and down to San Francisco and got him all the connections that I could. And I would keep an eye because he's amazing. He's a little genius.
Let's take a listen. That's just a short excerpt from a string quartet called Vows, and new work that was brought to life by the efforts of our group Twin Heroes. And Alex, you're talking about the second summer music festival that you have. You're trying to promote specific values with this festival, and it's got a theme.
So we built our festival programming around the themes of compassion and common ground. This was a response to the political divide in the country, and we really see art as a place where people can come together. You know, art is meaningless. You go see music and you walk out. You see a piece of music, and for the most part, it's not political. You have an experience together. Hopefully, everyone experiences something, and this can be a place where people come together and have a conversation where the stakes are lower. We're not talking about environmental issues. We're not talking about things that are directly going to affect your life. And so we decided to make all of our programming around the theme of compassion and common ground in hopes that people would come to the concerts and be able to have conversations.
So the first event that you're having is this coming Saturday at the Dance Space in Ashland. It's the Queer Arts Festival. Tell us about that.
So this Saturday at 280 Hersey Street here in Ashland, we're actually going to have three different spaces. One is the dance space. One is going to be over at Studio Z, and the third space is at Le Cirque Center. So at Studio Z, we're presenting an exhibition of queer artists, and Julie Gillis is going to be facilitating conversations on queer issues. In the second space, the dance space, we're going to be having an evening's worth of dance party. And in the third space, we're going to be doing performances all night long. So basically, it'll, you know, have a festival feel, but just for one night, where you can come, you can go, you can say, oh, I've had enough performance, let's go dance. I've had enough dancing, let's go have a conversation. Let's see some beautiful works of art. And that's that event.
And so it starts when?
So that'll be starting at around 5:30 to 6 on the 19th.
And it goes until?
It goes until the party stops.
So you have a couple of other events coming up, and one of them is a string quartet that is part of your group. Tell us how that string quartet came together, and we'll listen to a little bit from one of their performances, actually a piece of music that they're going to be performing. But what's the genesis of the string quartet?
The people who came together?
Yes.
So one of my very best friends from college back in Boston, he's now a pretty successful freelancer out in New York City. And so he brought together a group of his very favorite people to work with from around the New York City area. And the four of them decided, yeah, this is a thing that we'd love to do. We would love to come out, be in residence at the Chinkapin Center for the Arts. And last year, they were in residence for 2 weeks. And so what that means is that everybody comes and that they live and work and rehearse together every single day. And this year, we've increased that to a month. And so they'll be rehearsing all the time to bring you some of the most exquisitely prepared chamber music.
And the string quartet, I have the two concerts up here on my screen. They're going to be performing on August 25th at 7 p.m. at the Bethany Presbyterian Church, August 26th at 7 at the Grants Pass Museum of Art, and then August 27th at 3 in the afternoon in Ashland at the Ashland Community Center. And one of the pieces that they're going to be performing is by Benjamin Britten, and this is his Three Divertimenti for String Quartet. We're just going to get a little taste of that music by Benjamin Britten. That was the waltz from Benjamin Britten's Three Divertimenti for String Quartet that the Twin Heroes, are they called the Twin Heroes String Quartet? Is that right?
Twin Heroes Ensemble, yeah.
Twin Heroes Ensemble will be performing both in Grants Pass and Ashland. And I should point out that that was a recording by the Endelian String Quartet. We actually don't have this particular group recording yet, but maybe next year.
Next year you can... You can buy it at our ticket kiosk.
That'll be great. Also, you have a chamber music concert that is coming up that is a variety of different musicians performing duos and quartets.
Yeah, so our pianist Nasir Ashraf has decided to present a duo concert. And so he's going to be accompanying the four members of the string quartet. And there'll be a variety of pieces, duo works. And another thing to know about both the quartet concert as well as the duo concert is that everybody is going to be talking about the composers and the stories that brought the music to you. Something that was really exciting to us and something that really got us excited is that despite the vast differences in these composers' backgrounds, that they were all able to come together through music and write for these specific ensembles.
And the final concert in your series is not coming up until September. That is the tribute concert, and is going to feature, among other things, an excerpt from one of your operas, or more than one?
More than one excerpt, yeah. I think we're going to have four or five excerpts this year. On top of that, Blaine Alexander Lindsay, my very favorite spoken word poet, he's both going to be doing his own poetry as well as bringing to life some of the poetry of Taliesin. And the third thing is that we did a commission, so a spoken word and string quartet collaboration for Seven Sky, who you've already heard, and for Blaine Alexander Lindsay, and that was written specifically on the themes of compassion and common ground.
So a great opportunity to hear some emerging music, some brand new performances, world premieres, I guess.
World premieres, indeed.
Okay, well, we're going to listen to an excerpt of Alex Vassos's opera, Traffic. And this, I just took off your SoundCloud page. Tell us a little bit about this work.
So the thing to know about this opera is that every single scene in the opera was specifically chosen for the sounds found in each scene. And so when they're in the city, you have the entire cityscape. When they're in the jungle, you have birds. When they're next to the lake, you have the lapping of the waves. You have the birds in the air. And I wanted to treat all of these things as musical materials, all of these sounds of nature, and basically create an orchestra out of each one of these environments. So in this excerpt, you're going to hear a lot of sounds, and what those sounds are either the sounds of the subway or the sounds of the city, and I've taken them into my program, and I've musicalized them. So the entire theme for the opera is how can we look to the environment and make it an artistic material.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I can do that. I don't think that I can take the time. I'm so, so sorry, Kate. I just don't think that I can take the time. No! No! Kate. Kate. No!
An excerpt from an opera by our guest this morning, Alex Vassos, here on the Jefferson Exchange, part of the Twin Heroes production group, and they are just getting ready for their second annual summer festival. And you can kind of hear the sounds of the city in that opera, the sort of the subway and the energy and the drive of an urban environment.
Yeah, everyone's panicked in New York City all the time. There's always a deadline.
So, and that, how is it, how do you get an opera? I mean, it's a big production. How do you get a brand new opera performed in this day and age? You obviously had a kind of a small instrumental ensemble there.
Yeah, well, you found a company
in Southern Oregon.
You name it, Twin Heroes. you know, this is one of the big struggles of being a composer, is that you really do have to vie for yourself and be entrepreneurial in your practice. And so for 29 years of my life, I was like, no, I'm an artist. There's absolutely no way that I would ever, you know, sully my beautiful artistic hands with doing any of the, you know, housework of actually being a musician. I'm sorry, being a business person. And then last year I had a car accident and the Grim Reaper said, hello, hi, how are you? And I was like, oh no, I better learn some business. So, That's what we've done.
Well, thanks for joining us. Our guest today has been composer, entrepreneur, artistic director Alex Vassos of the group Twin Heroes. Your first event of the summer festival is this Saturday. It's the Queer Arts Festival on Hersey Street in Ashland. More concerts coming up later, August 25th, 26th, 27th, and then later on in September. Your website for people that are interested.
It's twinheroesproductions.com.
Great. Alex, thanks so much for joining us here on the Jefferson Exchange.